Joining us now on the phone is Larry Weber from Duluth. And good morning, Larry.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. And how are you doing up there?
Very good. How are you this morning?
Oh, terrific. Absolutely fascinating morning. Mid-teens. We got a nice wind from the west and clouds. We had quite a change in temperature just over the last 24 hours. Yesterday began as clear. A spectacular morning, and then as we went through the late morning, clouds moved in, and we got a nice little snow that lasted from about noon to about 4. And then after that, it cleared again, and we had a spectacular night. And I hope you had a chance to get out to see the moon lately. We are now in the waxing crescent phase of the moon. And it looks kind of like a smiley face, the angle. And you'll see a bright, very bright, looks like a very bright star below it, and then another very bright one above it. Well, the one below it is Venus, which is really spectacular right now. And then the one above it is Jupiter, and that's been with us for a long time, and it will continue to do so. So very, really, really a neat time to get out and take a look. I was hoping to see some of the aurora that was talked about so much this week, but we tended to have clouds at the time of the peak aurora, and we tended to have no aurora when we had clear. January is winding down now, and we're not going to set any records. It looked like for quite a while there we were going to be a record-setting January, but no, we're not. Thanks to the recent cold, the temperature is going to be above normal, considerably above normal, about 7 degrees at least above normal for the end of the month, but not record-setting. On the other side of it is the snow. Since I last spoke with you, we had two snows. We had a snow on Monday of about 2 inches. I don't live in Duluth. I live in Carlton County. And out here, we had about a little over 2 inches of snow. Duluth recorded just a little bit less than an inch. And then yesterday, we had again over about little over 2 inches of snow. And once again, Duluth got a little less. The amount of snow of those two snows combined added up enough to get to take away the embarrassment of the least snowiest January on record. That will not happen. Matter of fact, we will not even be in the top five. So that's the one record I can live without. However, we are still way below normal, and we are still way below normal when it comes to precipitation. We'll see what happens. We've had many winters where a lot more has happened in the second half than the first half, so we'll see. Mm. We get to the 1st of February, we have reached about midwinter. Other things of note are in the world of birds, getting a good number of redpolls. They moved in early January, and they've been staying, I guess, anywhere from 50 to 70 probably every day. And they were out there again this morning, and it's such a neat bird, those little birds, and they just keep right on coming back. So I've been spending a little money on thistle feed for them, but it's all worth it. In addition to that, this week I saw a rough-leg hawk, I saw pine grosbeak, I saw Bohemian waxwing, which is an interesting thing because it was by itself, and Bohemian waxwings are almost always in big flocks. And then there's been some really strange situations been reported in Duluth. I haven't seen either of these, but both of these are worth talking about. There's been a report of a yellow-rumped warbler that has been seen several times this month, and it's apparently trying to overwinter. And then there's been a report just recently of a hermit thrush that has been hanging around in Duluth. Now, both of those two are quite common birds, and both of those two are, if we go through a spring and not see those two, it would be a disappointment. Both of the two are early to arrive in spring and late to leave in fall, and these two, apparently, they decided with the mild conditions, I'll just see if I can hang out for the whole time. So, mild conditions, light amount of snow, it's a possibility, but it's not easy. And like I said, things can be different in the second half. Despite the new snows that we got this week, I still have been hearing woodpeckers drumming almost every day. That is usually something that becomes more common in late winter. Woodpeckers don't have a song like other birds do. Other songbirds do, so they use their bill, which they're so well equipped for, and they bang on a tree to make a really loud noise. This drumming noise is their way of determining territory. And then I heard the Phoebe song of the chickadee this week and the yank, 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 yank song of the nuthatch. And all those, to me, are signs of things going moving on towards the longer days. We are now at about 9.5 hours of daylight. During the first week of February already, we reached 10 hours of daylight. So it moves on pretty fast. Other things of note, you probably heard about the black bear cub being born, you know, the ones from Jewel, from Ely area. They got onto the internet and they got a big following, but, you know, that's not normal. Normally, they are not even noticed, but they are born usually in late January, so it's pretty much this particular time is bear cubs. Also of note, this is coyote and fox. This is when the coyotes have been in breeding mode for quite a while already, and the foxes are just starting it up right now. I've also noticed different behaviors from the squirrels. You know, these longer days sure bring about some changes, and that will continue to happen as we get through February. And then I have to pass this on. You know, I talk a lot on the class on this radio about going out and looking for animal tracks in the winter. Well, the best conditions to have good new animal tracks is to go about the day after a new snow. And the best time for that to be is when the new snow hits in the afternoon, and then it just sits there overnight, and then you can go out the next day. Well, that happened with yesterday's snow, and it happened also with Monday's snow. So this week I had just a plethora of tracks to go out and take a look at, and it sure tells us there's a lot of activity going on. Most of these are no surprise, but the one surprise that's been hitting me all winter has been seeing muskrat tracks on top of the snow. Boy, that is. They usually spend winter under the ice. So every week, as recently as yesterday, I saw them again. So, yeah, there's plenty going on, and we're going to be ending a month. So enjoy the beginning of February, and before we speak next time, we will have Groundhog Day.
All right. Well, that sounds great, and we look forward to your Saturday morning talks here on WTIP, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, and have a beautiful weekend.
All right. Bye. Thank you. And that's Larry Weber, who has recently retired from a 40-year career as a science teacher down in Carlton, Minnesota.